very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on November 19th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. My name is Chris Gande.
And I am Evans Zininga.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the economy 1 year after the stepping down of former President Robert Mugabe.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, we are on www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com and also www.voandebele.com.
Thanks once again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the one-year anniversary of the ouster of former President Robert Mugabe from power.
Exactly 1 year ago, the ruling party, ZANU-PF, gave then-President Robert Mugabe an ultimatum to resign from power or face impeachment in parliament.
To many people, there was going to be a change in the fortunes of the country following Mugabe's ouster from power.
Is your situation now better? Join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Let's talk. If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Balaleli siyadivana ke njalo lamhlanje uhlelo lwe Live Talk. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lokusuka esikhundleni okwayenziwa ngumongameli Mugabe esangumongameli ke. Siyakhangela ke ukuba namhlanje yilo ilanga lapho athenjiswa khona Politburo idale elimqoka le ZANU-PF ukuba asuke esihlalweni lapho esiqotshiwe ke ebandleni. Wasetshelwa ukubana engekela ukusuka uzasuswa ngelokho okuthiwa ngesilungu i-impeachment. Esifuna ukubakwazi ke ukuthi namhlanje njengoba kuwumnyaka ogcweleyo, impilo yenu isimi njani? Lalikhangelele na ukubana ingasuka umongameli Mugabe kuzaba lenguquko?
Ngiyakuzwa mkoma Chris muri eZimbabwe tauya nechirongwa che Live Talk. Nasi tiri kutarisa kuti zuva riere Asante Sana radzoka zvakare kusiya kwakaita va Robert Mugabe basa semutungamiri weZimbabwe pachizoita chirongwa chakazounza vamunangagwa gore rakwana kusvika zuva ranhasi. Izvi zvaitika mubvunzo uri pamuromo yevanhu vazhinji ndewekuti upenyu wenyu wachinja here kusvika pari nhasi? Mararamiro enyu nemaonero amuri kuita nyaya dzeupfumi munyika zvakamirawo sei? Saka chirongwa chedu chanhasi chiri kutsvaga kuti tinzwe kwamuri kuti imi muri kuonawo sei mafungiro enyu, zvamunoona kuti dai zvanga zvakadai, kana paine zvamunopembedza, kana paine zvamunoshora. Sunungukai kupinda muchirongwa, tikurukure tiri pano tichinzwa kuti kwamuri muri kuzvionawo sei. Mukoma Chris.
Yes. Before we get right into the show, we want to give those who are able to watch us on Facebook what happened exactly on that day 1 full year ago. Yes.
In terms of the provisions of Section 96 subsection 1 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, amendment number 20, 2013, following my verbal communication with the Speaker of the National Assembly, Advocate Jacob Mudenda, at 13:53 hours 21st November 2017, intimating my intention to resign as the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, in terms of Section 96, Subsection 1 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, hereby formally tender my resignation as the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe with immediate effect.
Yes, Ivan, that was the 21st of November, and the news was filtering, you know. I remember we were here at Studio 7.
It was crazy.
It was really, you know.
A moment where all Zimbabweans came out in all France to fight and show solidarity and happiness. It was one of those events we saw last year that was very... I don't know what word to use for that.
Yeah, it was quite amazing because, you know, after 38 years, you know, people were wondering what was going on. And I remember when he read that speech and said, Asante San, when people were expecting him to...
That was more of a good night. Interesting. You know, when I was born... Robert Mugabe was already the president of Zimbabwe.
Interesting.
And until last year, all I had known was just one man
just
as
one
president.
Yeah. That's why it was quite a big issue, you know.
So we'll see. We'll see what people think. You know, it's quite remarkable to say today marks that day in an anniversary way or in any different thought that may come to mind. So much happened, so much has been going on. So it's interesting to see where we have come to now after exactly a year.
Yes, and another interesting thing, in December 2007, the Archbishop of York, Dr. John Sentamu, cut his dog collar live on BBC One's Enruma show, promising not to wear one until Mr. Mugabe left office. He said Zimbabwe's leader had taken people's identity and cut it into pieces, prompting him to do the same. Last year, after 10 years, Sentamu wore back his collar, but it is his message about the torn collar that we want our listeners and viewers to take note of.
That was one of a moment.
Yeah.
I watched the 10 years ago one when he cut the collar.
Yeah, we have it too. Let's watch.
Interesting.
This story, you see, as an Anglican, this is what I wear to identify myself, that I'm a clergyman. Do you know what Mugabe has done? He's taken people's identity and literally, if you don't mind, cut it to pieces. This is what he's actually done. And in the end, there's nothing. So as far as I'm concerned, from now on, I'm not going to wear a dog collar until Mugabe's gone.
Archbishop, that is a dramatic gesture, and everybody will observe it. Thank you very much indeed for coming in to join
us. Thank you, and keep my pieces, by the way.
I'll keep
collect them until the day when Zimbabwe is free.
We'll give you them back. Nearly 10 years on, I have got them for you. They've been sitting in my desk. They're in a slightly crumpled old envelope, but here they all are. And I said I'd give them back.
Yeah, thank
you. I'd give them back.
Thank you.
There they go. You can pull right there.
Yeah. Oh, they're all in here.
Yeah. They're all there, yes.
Well, you've been a very faithful friend. You've kept them. That's lovely. And they're all here. Do you know, Andrew, I could attempt to put this one back. Or I could try and put them all together using super glue.
It would be a pretty ropey collar, Archbishop.
Ropey collar. And I actually think the lesson for Zimbabwe is the same. They just can't try and stitch it up. Something more radical, something new needs to happen in terms of the rule of law, you know, allowing people to get jobs, because 90% of people are out of work. So they can't just stitch it up. I need a new collar.
So here is the million-dollar question. Are you going to put a collar back on again now, Archbishop?
Andrew, I promise that when Gabby goes, I'll put my collar on. So I have no choice but to put it back on.
Is your promise? That's
absolutely. And Mugabe has gone, but the new president has got to remember something more new than just simply stitching up a thing will work.
Archbishop, you're looking as you should. Congratulations.
Mm. That's the message there.
Dr. John Sentamu for you, Mkom.
That's him. You know, the message really is something. Instead of stitching that collar and putting it back together, he says it's like Zimbabwe, you know, where instead of, you know, having these piecemeal kind of approaches to everything, just get everything new. I mean, just radicalize everything. Anyway, that was Mr. John Sentamu. We have our first guest, and our first guest is Mr. Mangoye on the line. Mr. Mangoye, welcome to the show.
Yes,
Mr. Diliza Mangoye is our first guest, and he is a security specialist, a former cop. We welcome you to the show. Can you tell us, Mr. Mangoye, what was your reaction the first time you heard about the issue concerning Mugabe leaving, stepping down? Of course, today it wasn't the actual date that he stepped down, but that was a build-up. He was threatened, told that if he doesn't step down, he was going to be impeached. What was your reaction?
Thank you very much. My first reaction, I think it started on the, it was a Monday when the former general, or still general, when General Chiwenga made that press statement, which was not aid to or via ZPC or other government controlled institutions. So that's when I picked that there's something brewing up, and my immediate reaction was shock, because when I heard General Chiwenga speak, only what I detected was politics. Only what I detected was someone not speaking from, or someone speaking from a military point of view, but talking politics. I felt like I was listening to the late Isaiah Tongo Gara, because I could detect that this is purely ZANU-PF politics at play, because he was telling us that the army is not happy about things happening in ZANU-PF. So I was, from that moment, I was shocked, embarrassed, and disappointed. And when things happened overnight, I contacted my colleagues in Harare, then they told me, no, that's true, it's happening. I could not hide the excitement of hearing that the news that Mugabe might be out. But my fear of the army, knowing how close ZANU-PF and the army are tied up, my fear was bigger than that. And I think I was not very, very, very much wrong. Although along the line, that same week, as you say, I ended up a little bit warming up to the army's actions, because I really also wanted to carry out. But I was skeptical somehow. if I can leave it there for now.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. Now, I'm sure you watched the video where then President Mugabe was reading his speech. We saw the generals on his side, and there was something happening behind him, Chiwenga and others. Did you notice that?
Yes, I did notice that. The now famous Asante Sana speech.
Yes.
We saw all the generals were there. Mm-hmm. And we waited for almost 1 hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes for that statement to come. It didn't come. When it finally came, we saw papers being shifted. It was like there was a certain paper which was prepared, then it was withdrawn, and he later on read something which maybe he had not been told he was going to read, or something played, but what we saw was papers. But then you can only maybe say it was just papers. Someone would say, no, it was just papers. But that looked like it was confusing, because the body language of the former president and the body language of the generals showed some little bit of detachment, sort of like he was reading something that they did not know or they had not waited for. So it left us a little bit confused as to what was the actual objective of the statement, because at the end of the day, the president, the former president, addressed things like economy and blah, 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 blah. He never really talked about the real issue that we thought was at hand on that particular day. So we still talk about it, but we think it might be in something which is nothing to write home about, but some people say maybe they were playing mind games with the old man.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Ivan. I understand we have a caller.
Yes, we we have a caller. Mr. Mananda. Pa Mananda. Muripo ere. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Anzindiva Mananda Ndizo.
Yes, thank you very much for picking up my call and greeting to you guys and all Zimbabweans back home and abroad.
Aha. Right. So, you like you've seen today, we are talking about marking a year after the ouster of former President Robert Mugabe. And so we are just interested in getting a feeling of what people think about today, what they've seen, where we are coming from, and where we are going to. What's your take on what's happening where we are today as a country?
Thank you. This is my take. On that day when the news broke into the whole world, possible also were the first people to hear about this year in South Africa where I live. Mm-hmm. I was one of the person who was very worried, and I thought maybe we are likely to face a fifth war, because I didn't really know exactly what is going to be happening since now the military is taken over. Then at a later stage, when I heard the Greek generals, Sisto Moyo, announce over the radio, I knew that with the military, the type of military that we have, discipline is most likely to be maintained, and I don't think so. People are going to go crazy along the street. Yes, people were celebrating. Why the reason people were celebrating? Because I heard some of you, the two of you there, one was saying, when you were born, you found President Mugabe was still the president. In the historical, possible, you might not have a full history of how ZANU-PF came into power, despite the fact of election, how people suffered to liberate the country and the situation where we are today. Now, when President Mugabe was taken out, at a later stage, we overheard that Comrade ED is going to take over. And in my heart, what came into my mind, I said, but the military did the right thing. They immediately hand over the power to the civilian, of which that is why possible the world is quiet, is not commenting about this. They are doing what they call it wait and see, including Africa as a continent. People were just watching. And that reminded me during that time, because the former president of South Africa, Comrade Zuma, he wanted to find out whether President Mugabe was safe. And we heard him over the news that he was promised and the president is safe and sound. Now, when it comes to what people were expecting economically, yes, everybody had a dream that the country is coming back to its own heydays. In the 80s, when the country was once being described as a bread basket of Africa, of which something that many of you would want to see happening. Now, the government, when they declared the election, part of the things that has changed that we have heard when the government announced the election soon after the sec, according to the constitution, and the president have to announce the date. Political freedom, we saw it that it was free, people were campaigning, although the outcry is still happening in the opposition that they've never been covered for quite a number of their campaigning system, but a change has been seen. A change was also, that was also expected by many people, was also seen. But here we are today on economical. This morning I heard in the news, I was listening to your program, you guys. I'm following you every day.
Thank you for that.
A gentleman who was asked this morning from UK University there. I can't remember his name, but he was talking about the economical situation back home in Zimbabwe. You know, what is really fascinating is that the president of South Africa addressing the EU, he was calling for the sanction, for the removal of sanctions now that the election has been done, only to be surprised to hear some people still who believed that those sanctions can never be removed, provided Zimbabwe did not do 1, 2, 3. Now my question is, what do we want as a Zimbabwean people? Because if we cannot build our own country, thinking that what we are talking at the end of the day is going to change our country, no. Let me be very honest with you guys. Nothing is going to change until our mindset has been changed. It's not about that I'm happy with the situation at home, but I'm encouraging you guys and those, the so-called the technocrats, the academics, to start campaigning for the good of the country, so that our people back home who does not have any opportunity to have something on their table, to start believing that the country is now flourishing. Not to have a mind of that the opposition is the key. It is not a key. In that way, we are a failure.
A very interesting analogy that you are giving there. We thank you so much for coming in, and hopefully stay tuned so you can hear more about what others are also thinking.
All
right. Thank you, Mkomong. Hey. Malanzwa ere Mkoma Mananda.
Oh, yeah. He's very clear about, you know,
the way he sees things and expectations, where they are coming from and where they are today.
Yeah. Now let's go back to Mr. Dilisa Mangoye. Mr. Mangoye, could you tell us what was what did you expect after Mugabe left, and what are you seeing? Is it the same thing? Because we know most of people, went into the streets and joined hands with the army in celebrating, but we understand some are saying if they had a way of taking back those celebrations, they would. Are you one of them?
Definitely one of them, Mr. I'll tell you that I was certainly one of the first people who had the news implant, and I celebrated into town. And one thing I had told people is that, for your own information, I'm dreadlocked. I had promised people around me and the other people, activists, that the day the president leaves office, I will cut off my dreadlock. But then, I'll tell you, I'm speaking to you right now, I still have my dreadlock. Because what I had thought will happen did not happen the way we thought. The media controls almost, I can say, more than half of our thinking or our anticipation. So when these things broke out, there were messages flying via all sorts of social media telling us what is going to happen. So you are then tuned to think that what is speculated is what is going to happen. We thought that the whole bunch of the old ZANU-PF guys are going to go out, then the army, being the people's friend, is going to usher in a new era. We had rumors that the opposition, the late Tsvangirai, Utiti, Utubiso Tabengwa, Umayim Churu, were going to be roped in something like a GNU, or you call it a government of national unity. I don't know which term will suit anyone. But we were told or promised or something like that was thrown to the people so that they buy into the idea. That is why when the war veterans and the army, or I would say the war veterans, called for people to get into the streets, many people, many youths in towns took to the streets. And I can say though, most of those people who took to the streets are opposition supporters. And they were pushing the agenda which had already began years back. The final push of 2003 when I was still a cop, there were many things which were tried by the opposition, and they thought here is our, our agenda now being allowed to take place by the same people who were blocking us, the military. So people thought here is the opportunity, maybe the military has reformed, now they are working towards a new Zimbabwe, and everyone was thinking we are going there. But then things changed after when we noticed that there was not going to be a government of national unity. Then we started hearing some talk, the old ZANU-PF talk where they start alienating other people. And you could see that the army like the Chiwenga, Moyo, Shiri, things have fed into the government, civilian life. And you could see that there's something being put which was brewing long back that we did not see with our own eyes. So people were made to believe that the problem is Robert Gabriel Mugabe or the people around him, as General Sosiso says, that the people around the president. So we thought there was going to be clean up, then ushering in of a new era. Although it was going to be under ZANU-PF, but we thought they were moderate or reformed people within ZANU-PF. And they acted like that was the case. But right now, I can tell you that it's not happening. That is why I did not cut off my dreadlock, because I thought, and I still think, the struggle continues. We removed Mugabe, but we did not remove ZANU-PF, the system. The problem here is the system, because the government relies on government institutions, and our government institutions are captured. They are all captured. They act and look as if they are independent, but inside and in with the way they deal day to day, they are all ZANU-PF inclined, and they are now military or ZANU-PF controlled. So it is very saddening to see that we almost saw the sun, but then there was a big cloud again. We were almost there. We thought we were there. But then during that week, you could see that things are not going the way we thought they were going. But then we saw Tsvangirai coming to the inauguration. It was now clear that he's just fulfilling that friendly gesture to the now President Edim Nangagwa. But they were sort of shocked that they had thought he was going to rope them in and galvanize them towards extended date for elections. But that's what we were told. So that was what was leaked. What I would suggest was intelligence leaking, deliberate leaking of information so that people don't go against the military. Just imagine what would have happened if Tsvangirai, Dumiso Tabengwa, all these opposition political parties had not supported the military. So the military had a plan to take people along, then hold on to the power without people seeing what is happening. And that's what actually transpired. And on that Sunday, when the central...
Mr. Mangwe, can I stop you right there? We'll be right back to you. We have a caller. Can you please stay on the line, yes, Ivan?
Thank you.
Tukunza utipana mfundisi Moyo. Baba Moyo, muripo ere? Hello?
Siripo makadiko.
Mushe, bakadiko mabasa ni muri?
Muri ziri ziru fara izi.
Mapinda mchirongo waka nasi tirikutaga kuti gore rakwana kubaza enda wa Mugabe kumujigandi gere. Nyika yamira papi, maonero enyu zvakamira osei?
I want to get it from Zimbabwe.
Saka nai mufundisi tino ngabvunze kuti paive zvine Zimbabwe gore rakapera nguva dzino nepane Zimbabwe nhasi nguva iyo zvakare hapana kana musiyano uripo.
I was in the Siena Pana report from Guraga Pera, Pavaka Pinda, Zagafani, Katu and Pizika, Kanaya, Panguayan, Murigosia, Katalon, Zakanak, Nasu, Noyakura, Sina, Nokata, Kuduzira, Paguraga Pera, Zanga Zidai, but the Paris in the Tawais. But you want Sakanaka Staura, Duti Gunuku, Viga, Bataka, Viga, Drew, Borel, and Pini, Apana Sakanaka, Matimini, Kuti Matabu, the Tawais is the same monument of problem, Matauna, Zakasiana Siana. Matambu ziko hakuna kana chino chiri kufamba zvakanaka. Ivo taifunga kuti vachazvigonawo but zvekutoonekwa kuti vachadini vari kutokundikana zvakanyanya nekuti kana makaona munhu wese chirino akanga asingadi vamugabe kuti vamugabe vari raiti kududzira kuti pachavo ivo pavari vari kutofara kuti zita rangu ratosukika kuvati ndo zviripo kana munhu aimbonzi wakaipa kana vanhu vakuti munhu uya watu vanhani zvazvo kududzira kuti ivo pachavo vari kutofara kuti already ndato gezeka maoko angu nekuti havaiti vachazvigona nhasi unaku vakundikana
zvino nai mufundisi gai ndikubvunzai mubvunzo wekupedzisira saka zvamunofunga kuti ndo zvinofanirwa kuitwa ndezvipi kuti nyika yeZimbabwe ienderere kumberi zvakanaka?
Pfungwa dzangu nokuona kwangu kuti nyika yeZimbabwe iende mberi pane zvinhu zviviri zvitatu zvauri zvigone kuti zviitwe. Chinhu chekutanga, vanhu vemuZimbabwe pachedu, tarisiro yatanga tiinayo yanga iri tarisiro yepasarudzo dzakabva mukuitwa. Ndopakapana tarisiro yemunhu wese ipapo. Ndopakapana tarisiro yekuti zvakanzwa mugabe wabva kana wakaonda vachauya vati vachangokundwa kuvati kuti taifunga kuti mapureya achatamba zvakabva mastrika makuru. Strika iyi haigoni kugona kubhora but yakatozoita zvimwe zvisina zvasingafungiri vanhu. Nhau yechipiri, mukati menyika yeZimbabwe mupa kuti vanhu vagone kuva nokubatana nokuti sarudzo ndizvo kuti dzingagona kushandura nyika yedu, asi kuti kwazviri kutoita zvazviri kutoita izvozvo zvipishana pishana vanhu pachavo vachapesera vatoshanduka vose nevakavavhotera vachiti baba tatambura bhozi kwaakuendiwa manje taakuenda kumugodhi ndokwaakuenda bhozi munhu wese Zimbabwe akutouya mumugodhi saka mugodhi iwowo chere vari kuti zviri nani zvakanaka zvakanaka asi vachapesa vati noman zvataakuita ndizvo kuti ngatichigona kuti tashanduka bhozi ndo vanhu vese vachagona kushanduka ndo chagonaitika mukati menyika yeZimbabwe. Zvesarudzo tobosiya kusaidi but vanhu vese kuZimbabwe kusvika 28 yaDisemba bhozi namo charamba chingowani nokuti hamuna tarisiro vanhu vachikura vachingotambura nokuti tarisiro chava yapera zvokuti chere vanhu vakati vadii hapasa chaitika. Asi nhau ipo ndeyekuti vanhu vose vachagona kuvhurika njere vakagona kuti hawa enough is enough, I think ndo zvingagona kuti zviitike mukati menyika yeZimbabwe ndo mashoko anigagona kutaura iwawo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mufundisi Moyo nenguva yamapinda pachirongwa muchitaurawo maonero enyu. toshuvira kuti muwe nezuva rakanaka tokuona zvakare mune zvimwe zvirongwa zvinotevera maita basa.
Watinotenda mashoko angu pesa ndinokukurudzira zvangu muri Zimbabwe zvatakuenda muChristmas mataona mani madriver efamba ine vanhu zvakawanda zvakanaka mani zvirikitika zvinonohwadza sabazi rakabva mukutaona yakapisa vanhu vakawanda rimwe vakaita kwanza zvirikitika mukati menyika zvinotambudza mani ngatigone kufamba nazvo zvakanaka tichita minamati kuti minamati ngoda kutibatsira kuti haa mamirira zvirikitika mukati menyika yedu kuti ende maside meroad famba muso dzangu vamotokari dzakangotsva nyewe road yose. Saka izvino zviri kutambudza madriver nevanhu vese ngatigone kufamba nazvo zvakawanda zvakanaka tichagona kulaichika vanhu zvakanyanya kuti tigone kusevha upenyu hwevanhu nokuti mari tinoisiya nespeed ngaive yakanaka tikati road idaida kunaka so pachedu ngatigone kufamba nazvo zvakanaka tive vanhu vakachenjera pakufamba muroad kuti mashoko iwo aluamen.
Tinotenda mufundisi mova nenguva yakanaka regai tinzwewo vamwe vapinda pachirongwa.
Amen.
Tatenda.
Yes, we have another caller. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, muri kuda kutaura neShona?
Yeah, ndinogona kutaura neShona kana neChindevele.
Oh, okay. Yeah, ungasela mnumzana ukuthi ubona njani udaba esilalo lapha ubana umongameli wayengumongameli usele umnyaka odogcweleyo wasuka. Kuyini ukubonayo wena umehluko khona?
Uyazi kunzima mntanaka baba kuthi sikhulume ngale ndaba kuthi akuna into sibona ichangile. Vele into yokuchala siyenze iphutha. Sachange udriver wetrain kuphela singachange itrain iyo iphutha yokuchala siyenzile. Noma singayenza kanjani singasusi singachange isitimela seZANPF ayikho into izolunga leZimbabwe iyo into yokuchala. Into yesibili ngicela yona kuna bonke amaZimbabweans balalele ngalesi sikhathi funa ukuthi sibambane tina abantu njengabantu singabheki ukuthi lo ubuya kuphi umshona umkhalanga uyini umndebele or kwenzekalani. Sibambane sikone kuphuma neyizwi ileli one because mathi nasibambane njengekuvota siyenzile kwakhona sabambana savota. Hakuna kinga kuti vasirobhile or vaenza kanjani mara our voice masibambana singakoni kuchinja mushava weZimbabwe kuti uve lula. Ngendaba yokuthi icorruption ayipheli, ngendaba yokuthi lo uthuma abantu kuti ubone kuti ubani wenza icorruption uye umuntu ufane kuti uvaqale ngaye bambuzise kuti lokhu kucala kuphi kuphelela kuphi. Ya iyo into yokuchala le ngokuthi mina ngiseshela ne angikhoni ukuthi ngithumele inye isela kuthi hayi hamba uyoba uyovimba amasela mara for ngithumele amapolisa kuthi bayivimbe isela mara bashiya mina imi ngiseka lenkulu iyo le king.
Manje ke njengoba ukhuluma ukuthi isitimela kasitshintshwanga kwatshintsha udriver singatshintshwa njani zona isitimela sakhona abantu baya kukhetho kodwa sitshintshanga.
Right, iyo lendi sikhuluma ukuthi thina njengamaZimbabweans noma amasosha angathubula abulala abantu angeke bacethe umhlaba wonke sibambane sikhulume nge one voice united we stand.
Hayi
ngeke kubambana sayenza namasosha ngani namapolisa ngo November last year mathi ngabambana sikhulume nge one voice iqiniso vele iyafuneka kuthi sibambane sikhulume into eyi-one sitole i-way forward sikhone ukutshintshisa sikhone ukukhipha lei wabona i-train ikhona le ayisafiki kusuke eBulawayo ingene eHarare angeke isafika iphelele endleleni always iyasitaka.
Hayi kuyozwakala. Hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana.
Ya mara bengine inye indaba bengifuna ukuthi ngicele ku nina abahlabaleli bethu be-Studio 7 sikhona ezinye izindawo ngizinika ama half half
then sithi expect ukuthi kusasa ngizositshela ngale indaba asayitholi futhi kufana nalelo umuntu wadubulwa ngale ipolisa eHarare kuparking zayikhuluma sagcina siyazi ukuthi lo muntu udubule lo ubulale lo muntu bewuse eParrenyatwa hospital ugada ngamapolisa njengamanje akusawazi ukuthi yaphelela kuphi lo muntu bewathi iCIO oro yini yaphelela emoyeni asisawazi namanje so sicela ukuthi manje sicela ukusinike indaba nisikumbuze or nisicele ukuthi ihambe ukuthi ihamba kanjani iphelele kuphi because njengamanje asisawazi ukuthi usasesibhedlela lo muntu or uphumile kwenzekalani.
Okay, hayi siyakuzwa, sizalungisisa lapho ba.
Okay, enye indaba, Studio 7 inema-listeners more than billions and billions, ne?
Yeah.
Namhlanje ngifonele uKlopas, kusasa uPeter, uJohn, ubani-bani. Indaba yokuthi ngifonele umuntu omuone every day, umananda, siyacela, please.
Hayi.
Njengani sithole ama-views, abanye abantu. Wasinike ama-views awu sikhona ukubamba sibotole ukuthi which point le inalesi asikhanganisa hayi ukuthi sithole i-point yami yomuntu omuhwani Monday to Friday uyazi ngiyacela please.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu imbono yakho, sibongile kakhulu ba.
Okay, siyabonga.
Okay, Ivan, I understand we have another caller.
Yeah, there is supposed to be another caller holding on. Hello?
Hello, Magadiko Vajonga.
Ndatanga ndakukosorera vajonga havapo nhasi asi vachauya mangwana. Nhasi pana Chris Gande neni ini ndinonzi Evans Zininga. Aiwa hazvina kuipa. Imi ndiani zita muri kupi?
Ndiri Joburg, ndiri Wembe.
Aha, all right. Ngati pinde zvedu muchirongwa sunungukai tati nhasika asandisane yamakaita gore rakapera iyaya yakwana gore tave papi mave papi zvizvashanduka munyika munyaya dzezvoupfumi nezvematongerwo enyika.
Ya zvakaitika gore rakapera taifungawo kuti pada pane change taifarira maZimbabwe ndekuye kuti apapo itaur change zvinoratidza kuti tiri kubva apa tichinda apa saka zvaizvitiri zvekutaiziva hedu chokwadi kuti our future was bleak nekuda kwokuti zvinhu zvanga zviripo oredhi chero vamunangagwa vanga vatodzingwa navamugabe vanga vasisipo oredhi pavice president saka taiyatoziva kuti iitiriti yemasoja but pai pasina we hopeless masoja akatobatsirawo pakuti vakadzosa hope muvanhu saka tarisiro yanga iri yekufungidzira kuti navamunangagwa vachadzosawo hope yamuvanhu yambodzosawo nemasoja not knowing kuti tinenge tiri kutoinda but very right because kumawere kwachina pamwe ndokwazvinonakira ikoko.
Zvariri basa. Zvino munotiwo kudii nemamiriro azvaita aya, zvoitwa sei kuti nyika igadzikane zvakanaka?
Indoda kudai so ndichidai vamunangagwa vanoziva zvinofanira kuitiwa kuti nyika rinani asi nekuda kuti pane imwe kayaka element kamwe otherwise zvechokwadi kana vachiti kutiri kutongwa nedzunda pamwe vakusara chokwadi kuti masoja ndo ari kutonga ivo zvinofanira kuti zviitiwe vanozviziva chero kuti mbavha dzofanira kudzisungwe ndivanati huori zvese zvimisiwe vanovaziva but nekuda kuti pamwe havanawo simba racho rekuti vanova nonga pamwe ndo vati vakavaisa pachigaro saka problem yatinayo ndeyekuti enge papaita political will vobva vanozvikamu zvinofanira kuitwa muzimbabwe zvozviku tinofanira kuenda kumaelection dzatoanaonayo vamunangagwauyai maforeign observers but vauya manje kuti vatitenesa wa tomboti vakauya vakaongorora zvesuwa but vakaona pane manhai number yevanhu vemaassisted voters kumarural areas machifu achipindira zvese izvo zvokuti vaenge vachida kuchinda vaite vakachinda prior vakatibedeedza vanhu vakauyawo.
Aiwa
vane kasense kubva kuti no hauvanayo ezvati what are we supposed to do but havasikwanisa kuzviita why.
tovimba vari kuzvinzwawo vakuru vamuri kutaura nezvavo uye shoko richasvikawo kwavari vagopindura mibvunzo iyi.
Pane kola yenyu yekutanga iyo kola iri kuti iri kuti matechnical iri waridhima. I don't understand vamwe kuti tombotasei because how come nhanga yokubira oya pauri kuti haibhatari iri nhambana. Don't make a sense of reason. Because Katanga is really seen, that's the time. Take a look, run like the Panga Chip, Zunungas is with Trump time. So we run, then we friends to the whole. As a time, we all battle in the end. I never done one of friends to Radar. Mateko Karapari free, Kutara of West River, they have views and their opinion, and they thought a problem to be not a crime again. Asi iwo ndavachirega ngoti kuzo kaedza kubatana nga ndavo takata zvanhu tikonane ndotoda kugadzirwa pakapera kubatana.
Aiwa tanzwa mazwi enyu tinokutendai regai tichipawo vamwe mukana. Tinotenda zvikuru nekunge mapinda muchirongwa chanhasi.
Ndatenda.
Zvakanaka imwe nezuva rakanaka. Uyamuzwa mukoma Chris kuti he doesn't see Zimbabwe going forward unless there is a radical change.
Just like Sentamu.
It seems a lot of people are not happy with where the country is today. And they seem to sound like they are regretting having pushed with everybody else in the country pushing Mugabe out and bringing in the new dispensation. I don't know where this is going to, but that's what
seems to be happening. Let's go back to Mr. Mangoye, our guest tonight. Mr. Mangoye.
Yebo.
Yeah, mnumzana ungasitshela njengokuzwileyo lapha abekhuluma abanye abalaleli ukuthi wena ubona njani umumo okhona lowo nxa sikhangela ukubana abantu abaningi babengacabangeli ukuthi kuza kuba khonoko sukuyikho khona ikakhulu kusenzakala sasizwa ukuthi bathi bona bayafanisela ukuthi engxenye othwangirayi labanye ababekhona abaphikisa babe abakhona kuhulumende kodwa sezwa abanye abafana labo Patrick Chinamasa besithi hayi lo ngokomndeni wezanu PF wena uthini ngakho.
Ye kungathi yiko okwenzakalayo sibili ngoba aluba omuye uthwangirayi akazange asupport publicly asekele imizamo eyayisenziwa ngamasosha kungabanye nje abamaqembu aphikisayo kwakuza kuba nzima ukuthi abangaphandle kwelizwe abanjengabo president uzuma bona abanye athi beqanjwa babamukele okokusenziwa yi-army ukuthi yiyo indlela efunwa ngabantu. So ukubona abantu besukumela phezulu kwakukuhle for imilitary ukuthi iveze imizamo yayo kanti ke phandle ngale kwakumele kukhanye angathi ayisiyo le esithi ngesikhiwa yikhu kumbe esithi kushuthuna intambo ngoba phansi komthetho waphansi vele sokwavunyelwana nje ukuthi uhulumende ongene ngokushuthuna intambo akanakwa akakhanyelwa. So iyabe vele ezaba le nkinga ezinkulu. So kwakumele abantu abaphandle babone angathi le yinto yamaZimbabweans wonke yikho ke bakhuluma izinto ezenza ukuthi sonke sibona ngani siya kudirection eyodwa. Kodwa ke khonapho abazange bakuvele kuhle kuivinisenkeni lomnanga wakho kwashe kwaphela ithemba. Ayithemba besiloko silalo sibili siya kubo December sisiyakhona ngalivini othwangirayo bengasangenanga uhulumende. Ithemba besiloko silalo ukuthi hayi mhlawumbe kuzayitshintsha. Kodwa ke mbona ngathi lapho ithemba liphelele khona kukuma election ngoba abantu bonke bebengani bathi hayi ama-election azaba free and fair. Lo mbona kade ngisathi ngufa ke ngingakani lapha ukuthi ama institutions esingathi ama office ngingafaka ukuthi abantu bazise ukuthi ama office kahulumende amele akhanye engani azimele kathesi sibone amasotsha esiya testifya laphana besala bephika bethi amasotsha akadubulanga abantu amapolisa lawo ugeneral wabo esala ephika esithi amasotsha angabulalanga abantu. So nxa ubona ama institutions anjenge army le police siba free and be able ukuthi aqambe amanga phambi kwabantu kuba nzima ukuthi sithembe ukuthi uhulumende wethu uyasama singazo zonke indlela ukuthi izinto ziqonde yena upresident kwesikhathi yawumuze ngenkulumo ukuthi ungathi uzama ukuthi aqondise kodwa ukuthi kusuka kwehluleni esingathi on the ground ukuthi kwenzakale kwehlula ngoba thathese ama elections adlulile kuhle kwasala kule question mark about izinto. So ama institutions la lanja ngabo zekho police ozimra ngenoyitha i reserve bank ngabe ngani abantu balokuzisola o abantu labo kuthanga ngaba abahlanyela izimali zomnotho ama investors ngabe ngani balokuzisola lezo ngaza zikahulumeni kuba nzima ukuthi imali lezo bese sizizwa inyuzini ukuthiwa u president usesayina mega deals usesayina le deal usesayina le deal but kathesi sosibona ukuthi lawo madili ngasiyazwa phela ukuthi asebuya asesiba yi-reality sokuvula inkampani akula lutho ngozisco obantwana amakhampani o-railway sasithonise okuba thinto zizaba mnandi zizaba nhle akula lutho imali
ungabamba nje kancane njalo sesilabanye abalaleli la
ehe tikunza ukuthi pana mkoba atanga mkoma jabu nayi hallo
Mkoma Krishna, mkoma Zininga, pa America, ziri zei konati.
Muse, muse, mwana omai, kwa kadi.
Kuna wakana kwa wakati, kuna kumpumana kwa South Africa, kuna kuna ya ziri nangu.
Aywa, tunotenda mwari. Nasika, ngati pinda ipanya ya taura izenyu. Ma, taura izenyu, pinda imu chirongwa.
Ndalila utaura, mara wanezi, kutu ya kumshakwe, duguti. Chokwadi chakanaka singakuti ugama iko zvine izvi munhu wese ari mukati menyika yeZimbabwe hazvinei kuti uri kusapota MVC uri kusapota ZANU-PF aipfungwa dzewanhu zvichibuda pachena zvichionekwa munhu wese akuona zvinezvi akavhotera ZANU kuti no takaresva pekuvhotera nekuti vanhu vakanga vaine temba kana kuti zvinhu zvichanaka kana munangwaga achinge apinda pachigaro asi at the end of the day vanhu vakutiona manje kuti no takanyangara saka mati nyaya iripo ndeyekuti nini maonera endiri kuita ndongozwa zvichizvi izvo nevanhu vachitaura kuti ngatibatane tiitiite chinhu chimwe chete tibatane nani nebato riri kutonga here nekuti bato riri kutonga harina kuhwina inini maonera endiroita ndeyekuti ngatibatane neopposition party tobvisa vari kutonga toisa vanhu vakahwina panzvimbo pavo nekuti hazviiti kuti isusu tibatane nevanhu vakadyiwaba kana tichitarisa vanhu vakavhota muzimbabwe kuburikidza nevakanamidzwa kuvhota fanana nesu tiri munyika dzekunze dai pamwe vakaenda kuma 5 million vanhu MDC but iyo ZANU-PF iyoyo ingori vanhu vavavakawana nema 1.3 million saka zviri pachena kuti isusu zviri pachena kuti MDC yakahwina saka ngatibatane neMDC chine chinhu chimwe chete uyu mukuru aone kuti izvonizvi zvavanhu havasi kuda ndikutonga vanhu nenharo abve pachigaro danga rimwe munhu akangwara aingorisaina nyika yoenderera mberi
mukoma jabu mashoko makuru amuri kutaura aya asi ndovimba vakateererawo vanonzwawo zvirongwa zvedu vakuru vakuru ivava mese meso saka ndovimba shoko renyu rinosvika kwariri kuda kunzi risvike tinokutendai zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chiregai
tipoaiwatinotendaaiuchipedzeraomwebatauiwamwewapindomuchirongwa
ndizvozvo mwana wamai tinotenda zvikuru allright muzvile vava kristu hanzi pana Ashton futi on the line
Ashton hallo
mukoma makasimba here
takasimba
zviri kudodiko mwana wamai
ndirinanini ndirinanini kuti tangende kuti makorokoto tasvika gore kana tapiwa nyika yedu
totonzwa nemika zvakamira seiko zvachinja here kubva pamakatora
onai kazva zvakaita takapemberera chikwambo chapinda mumba tichifunga kuti mudzimu wemusha
mataura shona yakadzama
tikati zvimwe zvinhu zvanaka ka zvapamburira tikati taombera tabika doro zvanaka
asi hazvina kunaka
hatina kuziva kuti tashedza rengozi mumusha kuti vana vapere tinoda kutenda mugabe ka 36 years dzavakatungamira atina vanhu vakambotivaurayiwa mutsipo chekutanga nekuti government kurira asi hurumende yakangopinda ine pawa dzavo tabva tambokurikidziwa vanhu kuratidza kuti kwatiri kuenda kwakaoma panguva pfupi yakatongwa nehurumende nyowani yavamunangagwa hapana chinhu chatinoona kutaurira chimwe chinobatika chatatita nacho kunze kwekukwidza yemapuraizi mafuta makambozoona kupi kuti puraizi yemafuta inokwira semakuru ayange yakaita
saka iko zvino zvinhu zvakamira seiko munyika ndandiri kutobvunza hangu kuti saka pari zvino zvinhu zvamira sei munyika iko zvino mapuraizi anga achimbokwira kwira ayo nezvimwe zvanga zvichinetsa kuwana zvakuwanikwa iyo
zvinhu zvakaita setio zvinenge zvaakutiwanike zvazvo semanziviro atiri kuzviita asi mapuraiziwo adzika mbishana asi handiwo madziri anofanira kuita mapuraizi chao chao puraizi inofanira kuenda panhu pari normal like musouth africa mafuta anoita 37 rand 2 liters kuzimbabwe inoita 100 rand
zvariri basa aiwa tiri kupanzwa apo nguva yedu ndo yaakuita ichiita shoma ingadai tanzwa zvakawanda nhasi takuswedera kwatinogumira chirongwa asi ndokutendai zvikuru nekunge mange muinesu muchirongwa chanhasi mukoma
okay thank you mukoma magona
tatenda zvikuru mamunzwa here mukoma Chris uyu is now saying did you get the price differences of cooking oil he was talking about 20 rand and 100 rand
that's too much man
that's like 24 that's like what 500% oh I don't know.
said. Mr. Mangoye, we are coming towards the end of the show. So if you can maybe just summarize your perspective about the future now that we are here where we are a year later. Can you just give us a perspective of what you think the future might hold for the people of Zimbabwe?
Thank you, Mr. Gandhi. We are likely not going to see any difference from now. And I think we just have to show soldier on and wish that maybe some of the investors who promised us some investment, they will eventually come. Because if they do not come with that investment, I don't see any miracles being performed by this government. What I would like to pray for, although I know it's very difficult, is for Zimbabwe to demilitarize politics or to depoliticize the military. If we detach that marriage between ZANU-PF and the army, things can start working far, far, far much better. We know they helped us. They worked very hard to gain independence. I think their duty has been achieved. They should just pass on the baton because the investors out there, they are not pointing all those things out, but beneath, you can tell that they are not hit with some certain issues. But we just have to solve their own Zimbabweans, unite, keep the peace, and try by all means to let violence not rule our politics ever, ever again.
Yeah, but talking of uniting people, we have seen that for the past 38 years or so after independence, we have never had that opportunity or had someone who tried to bring people together. But do you see something like that happening?
Not in the near future. I don't see it happening because when it comes to politics, our problem is we make it politics something like religion. When people believe in ZAPU, they believe in ZAPU whether it's wrong or not. When they believe in ZANU-PF, that's the same thing, and we're seeing it with the MTC. So if we stop making our political parties.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mangoy. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. Thanks for joining us. That was Mr. Dilisa Mangoy. He's a security analyst from Plumtree. Thank you so much to all those who managed to join us. My name is Chris Gande. Good night.
And I'm Evans Zininga, hoping you stay well until next time. Enjoy your night.